Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
About 3 weeks ago, journalist Daniel Fenster was preparing to board a flight from Myanmar back to his home state of Michigan when he was detained at the airport. Since then, his family has been desperately trying for answers on why he's being detained. Fenster is the managing editor of Frontier Myanmar, an independent news outlet. Since the military took control of the country through a coup in February, it has cracked down on opposition, arresting thousands and killing hundreds of people. Daniel Fenster's brother, Brian Fenster, joins us now. Brian, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. And off the top, we're just so grateful to have this platform. Thank you.
Well, thank you for being here, Brian, to share a bit about your brother. The White House has said the administration is deeply concerned about his detention. What more can you tell us about what happened to him at the airport?
Well, we don't have much information. From our understanding, he made it through security without issue. You're supposed to get approval to even travel 10 days out from your flight. He had that, proper visas, passports, everything. We were told that he was at his gate, and minutes before boarding, I guess he was pulled aside for questioning, and he was detained.
We've been hearing that it's believed that your brother was taken to a prison in Myanmar that is known for being notoriously brutal. Again, that is just information that we're hearing, but it's not confirmed. What other information do you have about him, how he's doing, where he's being held?
We're fairly certain. You're referring to Insane Prison, aptly named. Different spelling, of course, but we're fairly certain he's there. We have yet to hear from him or establish any kind of contact, and not for any lack of effort on our government's part. They've been absolutely wonderful, have requested access since day one, and have repeatedly requested access, not to mention his release, and this regime has yet to even reply to the request.
Right. Michigan U.S. Representative Andy Levin has been working with the State Department to get information and to get Daniel released. What more do you want to see the U.S. government do?
Well, we know that this is being worked on at the highest levels. The government has our full support. We have full confidence in them. But we really just need to create this sense of urgency. So we're looking for more public statements from our elected officials. We think that is going to go a long way in penetrating this regime that seems to be very insulated and not only receiving information, but they're incredibly slow to move the information. Danny has not done anything wrong. He was doing his job. His papers were legit. His employment was legit. Where he's working, Frontier Myanmar, is only one of a handful of independently run publications. They are operating on a working visa. There's no issue there. So we really want some answers. We want to make sure he's okay. We haven't talked to him.
How long has your brother been working in Myanmar?
Danny has been in Myanmar since May 3rd, 2019, which ironically was World Press Freedom Day. So he has been there just over 2 years.
Let's talk a little bit more about your brother's job. The Foreign Correspondents Club of Thailand has estimated that more than 70 journalists have been detained in Myanmar since February. Do you think that his work with this publication is why he is being detained?
We only have our assumptions, unfortunately. It may be. This is a country that wants to put a cloak over the truth. They don't want the world to know what is happening there. He is a journalist in a country where the government, in quotes, wants to control a narrative. This is somebody who was at a desk as an editor and making sure English translations were coherent and accurate. He was not inciting any violence. He was not on the ground at any protests. He was not using his personal voice to express opinion. He was reporting the news.
You and your family are basically working day in and day out to get answers and to try to find out what has happened to Daniel. Just this week, another American journalist who was being detained there was released, Nathan Mong. Does his release give you hope for Daniel's release soon?
Well, we were so happy to hear about Nathan, and we're just thrilled for him and his family. Cannot imagine what they have gone through. It certainly gives us hope, but it's hard. you know, we're hopeful, but we're preparing for a long haul. We don't hope it doesn't come to that, because again, we don't know what these people are thinking, what their protocol is, what their plan is. So we're cautiously optimistic, as we have been since day one.
Brian Fenster is the brother of American journalist Daniel Fenster, who's been detained in Myanmar. Brian, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate this.